are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Walter Lohman, director of the Asian Studies Center at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his perspective 20 years after the communist government crackdown in China against the students demonstrating in Tiananmen Square. And Walter, thanks so much for your time today.
Sure. Glad to be here.
Obviously, the world was riveted to those demonstrations and especially horrified by the government crackdown. Obviously, the same system of government is in place 20 years later. What has been the impact in China, if anything, of that movement and the brutal repression of it two decades ago?
Well, unfortunately, the impact in China dissipated shortly after the crackdown on June 3rd and 4th, 1989. The Chinese took basically a step back at that point in allowing for political dissent and discussion and other civil liberties. So if there's any impact at all, it's been negative in the intervening 20 years.
What is the general policy from the government, if there is any at all, in terms of free speech, particularly speech that is critical of the ruling government?
Oh, it's still not permitted. A lot of folks are in prison for challenging that, current dissidents as well as some of the dissidents back from 20 years ago that were in the streets protesting. The internet is an interesting new place. There's a cat and mouse game on the internet all the time with dissidents expressing themselves and the government trying to shut down their sites, dissidents opening up new sites. That's probably the most dynamic part of the movement right now.
Well, that speaks to the engagement policy of the United States, the idea of expanded trade and expanded relations in a variety of ways designed to infuse China with Western values, especially that of democracy and freedom. As you mentioned, the government still ruling with an iron fist over there. But what has been the impact overall of our policy of engagement, particularly our trade relationship?
Well, I think you know, where we've helped in economic engagement is helping China reach out to the world. I mean, they've done it in spades at this point. That's the one area where they have achieved a great deal of reform over the years and a lot of prosperity to go with it. So, you know, your average Chinese does have more economic freedom, more control over his career and his livelihood and that sort of thing. And to the extent that United States economic engagement, the Chinese have enabled that, you know, that's a good thing.
In terms of the U.S. calling the China on the carpet for human rights, we've seen it over the years, but now more recently, I believe it was Secretary of State Clinton who said that she didn't bring it up at recent meetings with Chinese officials because there are basically bigger fish to fry, and namely the situation with North Korea, and of course the fact that China is our largest debt holder. So are we seeing a focus on the rights and freedoms of the Chinese people taking a back seat now because of the clear economic and national security issues that are on the front burner?
Well, I think the focus has lessened somewhat. You know, I gave her the benefit of the doubt when she was sort of buttonholed on her trip in February, where she did say something about de-emphasizing human rights. You know, it's difficult, so now you get put on the spot. But you know, I think they have downplayed it, and I think that they've done so out of a fundamental misunderstanding about the Chinese and the Chinese economy. The Chinese buy American debt because it's a good investment and because they have very few options what to do with this massive surplus they have. And so just like they told her, we're going to buy debt because it's in our interest. That's why they do it. And on the things like North Korea and the other security issues, they're not doing anything anyway. I mean, they're not doing anything on North Korea, really. I mean, the least we can get out of them, we have to drag them kicking and screaming to the Security Council and pull a vote out of them, and that still hasn't happened on the latest crisis.
Walter, last 30 seconds here. What advice would you give to the Obama administration going forward here, whether it's national security, economics, or the lack of freedoms for many of the Chinese people?
Well, you know, on a day like this, commemorating 20 years of a drama that we all watched unfold on television, I think the most important thing is to stay focused on human rights. You know, if there's one day out of the year, this ought to be the day that we give attention and priority to the human rights situation in China. We just have to keep talking about it, keep it on the front burner, not allow people to forget about it. I think that's the most we can do, and it'd be more than we're doing right now.
Walter, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you, sir, very much for helping us look back and giving us an update on the realities inside China today.
Sure, glad to do it.
Walter Lohman is director of the Asian Studies Center at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join us next time for Dateline Washington.